some sweetest friends, the Shishi be a specialist for Armin Shichiu, and the Schus Rufuas, Rus Victoria Bastila Ravida, Sashachla Israel, and the Schus Mordechai Eliyahu ben Yosef Halevi, Shushain Hanabas Malka, Smushi Bestin Raisa Moshe Mordechai, and Schus Nagetabas Rachim Sukhat Sechatel, Schus Blumadabas Hanadina, Rachim Sukhat Sechatel, Novella Bachot Sechatel. And we're going to be learning the Ein of Lahazir Gedayla Malaktanim, Hilchas Chinuch, the Shulchan Aruch, and Rechaim and Shin Mem Gimel Sif Aleph writes, Kad Nochel Nabeel Sein Beizim Mitzvah Lafrisha, Abal Aviv, Mitzvah Ligar Boy Lafrisha, that a Katan who eats Nevelis, the Beizdin, is not commanded to separate him from eating Nevelis, but the father must rebuke him, admonish him, and separate him from this isser of eating nevelis. To feed him by hand, actively feed him is aser, even dvarim that are asurim midivrei soifrim, even things that are aser midirabanan, you're not allowed to feed him. To separate him, the father has to separate him from his suri daraisa. To feed him, you're not even allowed to feed him to rabbanans. And you're also now allowed to be margil him in Chil Shabbos and Moed, even in matters that are only midirabbanan. So don't get him involved in his suri derabbanan. The Gosarama writes, that we said that Beizin doesn't have to be mafrish is only if he hasn't reached the age of chinuch. But if he reaches the age of chinuch, then Beizin has to be mafrish him. And other people say no, says the Rama. Beis Yosef says, he quotes the Beis Yosef, that chinuch is only shaykh for the father, not for the Beizin. Magen Avraham says, Aval eina mitzuva, v'chein hu benozil dav choftes. Maisa beheleni hamalka besuka daf beis sheoshiva banei besuka ayin sham hi yechmira al atzma shuvis maharam ayin simetav reish yud and then avav umash b'menazir dein mochiv lechanech bito ayin sham ubetoyz b'menazir hikshu maishna dev yom kippur mochiv lechanech bito ayin sham v'av shalchol mitzvus dev yom kippur mitzvah lechanechom. So what does the Magen Avraham say? The Magen Avraham says that a mother is not obligated in chinuch. And so we see that in Nazir, page 29. And the Mice of Heleni Hamalka, that was her chumrah, that she, as we see in Sukkah Daf Beis, she was educating her sons to sit in the sukkah. That's her own chumrah. It brings this from the Tshuva to the Maharam. That's as far as the mother goes. Also, Mashma Nazir, you don't have to be mechanech your daughter. And then Tosfos the Nazir asked, why in Yom Kippur do you have to be mechanech your daughter? And maybe Taka, all mitzvahs are similar to Yom Kippur. Gemara talks about Yom Kippur, but maybe all mitzvahs you have to be mechanech your daughter. And so is brought in the Yalkut. Okay, Ad Kan Midivrei HaPoiskim. So now let's go back to the source. Mesechus Sukkah Daf Beizam Beizam Rabbi Yehuda. Maisa Beleni Amalka Belud Shaisis Sukasa Gvoy Michof Ama by his Kenim Nchnasim Beyoitzim Lasham Velomra Ladovo. So her sukkah was higher than 20, Rabbi Yehuda says. Look, higher than 20. And the Chacham didn't say anything, so it must be higher than 20 is okay. I'm a little Shiva Bonimahavula. Wait a second, she had 7 sons. And she did all of her Maisim Al Pi Chachamim, which the Gemara explains to mean that if you're going to say that she had sons, and she had to be, they were ketanim, and therefore they're patur min asukah. Because a katan sheino tzarech li'imoy is only derabanan. So you're going to say that, if you're going to say that banim ketanim hayu, ketanim patur min asukah, maybe they were banim ketanim and they were patur min asukah. Yeah, but one of them has to be the age of chinuch. But then you're going to say that even if he's the age of chinuch, that's only a din de rabbanan. And maybe Helene didn't care about the Dirabbanans. And the answer is, Kol Maaseh Lo Asta Al Pi Chachamim. She listened to the Chachamim. So Lehedji in the Gemara, that even the mother, Midrabbanan, is obligated to educate her children. Not like the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham proves this from the Gemara Nazir 29a, and Reish Lakish says this explicitly, that a mother isn't obligated in Chinuch. But here you see that she is. We have a Taisus Yeshanim, Yuma Pei Beis, who write, Kashi Lamina Benazir Perak Misha Amar, Reini Nazir Magalech, Aish Medir Es Benoi Benazir, Kedereish Lakish Damar Kedei Lechancho Bemitzvahs, Benoi In Bitoi Loi, the Bitoi En Chayv Lechancho. He says, what's this idea here of being mechanech your daughter in Yom Kippur? You don't have to be mechanech your daughter like we see in Nazir. V'yishloimar, d'hasim lo ayri yale dafka linyi nezirus. Only nezirus, there's no chiyuv chinuch bitoy, but linyi shar mitzvahs, he has to be mechanech. So that's the Tosfos Yeshanim. Nezirus, no chinuch habanos, but other mitzvahs, yes. Yom tamra adar mina b'chol duchto, al-kot noich al-nabel sayin be'ezim mitzvah la'afrishu ashtech, nuich ha-mechanech ha-afrishu mitzvah mebaya. What's pshat? And that we always say that if a katan zoich on the velus, Bezin doesn't have to separate him. If you're mechanichim, then you definitely have to be mafreshim me'isser. So how can it be that Bezin aren't mitzvah lahafresh a katan? If you have to mechanich the katan, so Bezin definitely has to separate him, stop him from doing averus. Rav Lazar mitz. The chinuch lo shaycha lo shiasa mitzvah lo afur shem eisura. That chinuch is only that he should do a mitzvah. Chinuch isn't hafrah shem eisur. Chinuch is only positive, not hafrah shem eisur. And that it's called here chinuch by Yom Kippur, that these mahir mechanichim in the mitzvah v'nisim mishnas v'seichem. V'yomer de chinuch lo shaych ela be'av. Another teretz is that only the father is chayv in chinuch and no one else, and therefore we don't have to separate him because chinuch is only on the father. And the mice of Eleni Amalka, that she sat with her seven sons in the sukkah, maybe they had a father and the father was the mechanech, and if she was the mechaneches, then it was only lemitzvah ba'alma, she was machmir in herself. Rabbi Kiveger in the Gilyan Hashas and of Beza mit Beza is Tamei on the Taisis Yishanim Mikoich Divrei HaGemara B'sugin. It's the Hedjim Mavur in the Gemara, the Midrabban and Mias Mechaiva, and it's talking about the mitzvah of Chinuch Kalashen Rashi. So how can the Taisis Yishanim say, oh, it's no Chiyuv Midrabban? You see in our Sugi there was a Chiyuv Midrabban. So now we go to the famous Sugi and Yevamos and Daf Kuf Yodalid. The famous Chinuch Sugia. It says in the Gemara as follows. Toshma. Lo sochlum ki sheketein. So the Gemara darshins lo sachilum. Lahazir gedoylim alaktanim. To warn the gedoylim on the ketanim that the ketanim shouldn't eat shkatzim. They shouldn't eat creepy crawly things. So that's one raya that the Gemara brings, that the gedoylim are musharim on the ketanim. And then a cut noichel nevelos, you have to be mafreshim in a Torah. The Gemara is skipping a little bit. The Gemara says, "Kol toshma, kol nefesh mikem, leisoich al dom, lahazir gedolim al ketanim." Another din that you have to make sure that the gedolim have to make sure the ketanim don't eat dam. Tan rabbanan emor ve'amarta lahazir gedolim al ketanim. that the Gedolim have to make sure that the Ketanim do not eat blood. And then the Gemara wonders why you need all these cases. If we would have said shkatzim, because their shear is filo begodel adosha, avol dam da'adika revius, same aloi, but dam, it's only chayv revius. You might say that gedolim aren't musar al haktanim. Maybe shkatzim are more chamor than dam. So therefore it tells us dam. V'yashmin and dam yishim dika kareis. Dam is more chamor than kareis. Avol shkatzim eim aloi, and therefore it has to tell shkatzim also. There's no cards. We don't see if we just told us these two. Mishum di suran shave bakol. Aval tumei imaloi. Because their iser is shave bakol. And everybody is obligated in shkatzim and dam. But tuma is just a din on the kohanim. So you might think, lo hu zeru gedolim, kol mashma that they are. Vishmin and tuma just would have told us tuma. Tumas kohanim shani deribi mitzis yiseris. Maybe there's a special din by tuma that kohanim have extra mitzis. So therefore, there's also a din of afreshes ketanim. But maybe here no, and therefore tzricha, you need all of them. Ad kan midivrei ha-gemore. Ayin sham begilyan ha-shas. Al-atari writes in mechilta. That l'gabi Shabbos says, ubin chobita lahazil gedoylem al-aktanim. Rashi al-atoyra parshas Yisroi says, ata ubin chobitecha eilu ktanim o einam enu ala gedoylem. Amr srei kvar mushorim hem. So what we have here is we have special psukim. It says bincha bitcha by Shabbos. Tal bincha vitecha of the chav b'mischa. It says that you have to be, and the Chumash says it's talking about being masir gedolim al ktanim. The gedolim have to make sure ketanim, the ketanim rest. So why do you need a special pasuk by Shabbos in Gemara in Shabbos 20 to 121a? Rabbi Yochanan says that it's talking about kodna oisa ladas oviv. And therefore, it's like Sfiya Biyadayim. When the Kotan does a Malach al Das Aviv, it's like the father is feeding him. And that's what the Torah is forbidding. So now we get to our Kasha. The Kasha is that in the Gemara and Yevamos, the Gemara gave those three cases. That you have to be mafresh miyasur, and the Gemara rejected and said, no. We didn't read it out, but the Gemara says it's talking about tzviya biyadayim. And all those three cases, it's talking about not feeding them. So the question is, why do we need, by Shabbos, like the Gemara learns in Shabbos, that it's talking about tzviya biyadayim, that the Golem are not allowed to feed the Ketanim, put it in their hands, cause them to do the yasur? And why do you need these three cases? You already have three, you already have shkatzim, dam, and Tumas Koyhanim that you're not allowed to do Sfiya B'yadayim. So why do you need both a special pasuk by Shabbos and these three cases of Sfiya B'yadayim, Maishna Shabbos, from everything else? What's wrong with the Alfusis in Maseches Yevamos? So that's our Kasha. And we're going to go on the Mahalach of Hagoyin Rebbech Mordechai Zrachi Shlita. He should live and be well. Mizikne Rosh Yeshiva Shebedereinu. The Yesod HaIsur of Sfiya B'yadayim is not Shaykh to Chinuch Dafka, because this Isur is even said about Ketanim Shelo Yigiyu L'Chinuch. Yigiyu L'Chinuch, not only is it Asur Lispos Lam B'yadayim, we even have to be Mafresh them a Yisur. Like Tosfos writes, Divrei Maschil Shema Mino V'Nira D'Mayri B'Katan Shelo Yigiyu L'Chinuch. The B'Gia L'Chinuch Kevin Shechayiv L'Chanchoi Kol Shekein Shetzorach La'Afrish Le'Aseh Aveira. Taisva says that a katan shelo yigi lechinuch, you're not allowed to do sfiya. If he's yigi lechinuch, then you even have to be mafresh and meyisser. And the Gemara could have said, instead of saying it's talking about sfiya, it could have said that when does it say you have to be mafresh and meyisser? It's talking about when he yigi lechinuch. You don't have to be mafresh them yisser. But the Gemara would rather say that it's talking about it, whether it's higia lechinuch or loy legia lechinuch. You're not allowed to do sfiya biyadayim. Al kaponim, according to Tosis, it comes out that if a katan shaloy gia lechinuch, you're not allowed to do sfiya biyadayim. Higia lechinuch, you even have to be mafresh and me'aveilo. If he's higia lechinuch, you have to do hafrasha me'aveilo. According to the Shita of Elazar Mimitz and Tais Yishanim that we quoted, the Din Chinuch is only B'mitzvahs and not B'Yisurim, and even B'Gil Chinuch you don't have to be Mavrish them Yisur. So now it appears as follows, that there's a difference between this Yisur that we learn from Lois HaAchilum from the Din of Chinuch. Because the Din of Chinuch is a general mitzvah to be Mechanech Ketanim, but it's not Shaykh to the Guf HaYisur or HaMitzvah. And if you're over on this Din, and you're not mafresh a katan from Isurim, from those who learn that afresh and Isurim is included in Chinuch, you're not over on the Gufa Isur, you're just over on Mitzvah Chinuch. Mitzvah Chinuch is a mitzvah klalis l'chanech haziktanim, it's not shaykh to that specific Isur. If anyone was a mechanech tanim for mitzvahs, he wasn't over on the Gufa Mitzvah, he was over on the Din of Chinuch. Mashenkein in the Isur of Sfiya B'yadayim, since we learn from the Lavim in Parchet Shkatz and Dam and Thomas Kwame, it would appear that this Isser is Medin Etzem HaLavim. Just like the Lav includes you not doing the Aver yourself, it also includes not giving it to the Katan. So according to this, it's Pashit Ubarur that you're only over on the Isser if the Katan was doing it in such a way that the Gadol would be over if he did it that way. But if the katan does it in such a way that if the gadol does it, he's not over, yet there's no issur of losa achilum. And it would appear more that even if we say that this issur of sviyas katan biyadayim is an issur klali, we wanted to say sviyas katan biyadayim is connected to the Gufa Isser. That if you fed him the Isser, then you're over on the Gufa Isser and not just the Din of Chinuch. But even if you hold that it's an Isser Klali and it's not included in the Etzem Cheftz of every Isser, but since it's learned from the Psukim, Vlos Achilum, etc., that it says by those Isurim, so Ein Bechlal El Masha Bebritei Isser Atzmai. Whatever's in the details of the Isser, that's in the Klal of the Isser. So the Klal of the Isser, meaning even if you are over Medin Chinuch, but it's still only going to be Usser if you do it in such a way that a Gadol would be over, because the parameters of the law are going to be defined by how the Gadol is over Agufa Isser. That's when the Katan is over. And Isserim Melacha Shabbos are different than other Isserim to other Isserim in the Torah. The Das and the Kavan is not Chelik Migufa Isser. And the Surim that were done without Das are just Ptur Ba'onshim. Ashenkein by Melachat Shabbos, if you do a Melachat Shabbos without a Machshava, not only is it a Ptur Me'onshim, not only is it not considered a Maisa Aveira, but without machsheves, it's not a cheftz of melachas Shabbos. It's nothing. It's not even considered melachas Shabbos. By other assume, if you don't have das, so say it's a p'tur me'onshim, or it's not considered a ma'isa aveira. There's a cheftz of an aveira here, but it's not your ma'isa. You don't have das. By Shabbos, if there's no machsheves, it's nothing. It's lacking the cheftz of melachas Shabbos. So now, there's a distinction between Mesurei Melachas B'Shabbos and other Asurim. Also with regard to the Isur of Sfiyas Katan B'Yadayim, by other Asurim, since Katan was over on them, the Averis Mitzad Atzma and Averis Gemura, Lu Yehei, that the Katan himself isn't punished, or isn't even commanded, but you're over on Sfiya L'Katan Mishum Lo Sachilum. Because Mitzad the Cheftz of the Avera, there's no difference if it was done by a Katan or a Gadol. When you talk about other Asurim, the Katan was over, so the Avera he's being over is an Avera Gemura. He's doing this Avera. You do Sfiya, it's Lo Sachilum. He's doing this Avera of Shkatzim and of Dam and of Tumah. Ashenken B'Surim Melech HaShabbos, when a child does such an Isser, not only is he not commanded or not punished, but there's no Chefetz of Avera. Because it's not a Melech HaShabbos, it's nothing. If he were a Gadol and he's not doing Melech HaShabbos, it's not even Chefetz of Avera. The Imri Bina and Aruch Chaim Simin Yud Ches and other Achonim talk about every Melech HaShabbos could be a Mesasek. Think about it. Let's say a Tinok Ben Yoima does Melacha B'Shabbos. It's not a Cheftz of Melacha Shabbos. So when you do Sfiyas Katan for Melacha Shabbos, the Avera wasn't done and you're not over in Lo Sachilim. So now we understand that we need a Pasuk, and especially Alfusa, Lahazir G'dayla Mal Shvisas Tana B'Shabbos. Without the Alfusa, we couldn't learn from other Isurim. And to other Isurim, when you give it to the Katan, the Katan is doing a Maisa Avera. That's included in Lo Sachilim. You're right, he might not have had a machshava, but there's a chefs of an avera here. These other asurim, even without a proper machshava, there's a chefs of an avera. He might not be punished, but there's still some avera here. Shabbos, without the melechas machshavas aspect, it's nothing. So then you're going to say that if you give it to a katan, so it's nothing. That's not included in the other asurim. So therefore, we need a special limit by Shabbos that even though the katan doesn't have machshava, nevertheless, you're still not allowed to do sfiya. Even though, if a gadol does it without a machshava, he's not over. So here we have a special limit that when a katan does it, even though he's a katan, it still counts as an avera. So that's stage one of our journey. And there is still a lot more to say, and I hope that we're zocheh to continue, because this is a very, very chashuv sugya. So please stay tuned, and we will see continuing the flows mitayras Hashem. Shalom.